A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 8:30.
Right now, it's 32 degrees.
Speeds on the freeways really reduced in Salt Lake County and in Parley's Canyon. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Eye on the Hill 2021. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
The Utah legislative session starts today with plenty of changes put in place because of the ongoing pandemic.
Joining us live on the KSL News Line is Utah House Speaker Brad Wilson. Good morning, Mr. Speaker.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Thank you for taking some time on this very busy day. And we know that you're beginning the session with a budget surplus, which some call a good problem to have. What do you plan to do with that surplus?
Yeah, it is a good problem to have. We're one of the few states in the country that is seeing our taxes increase because the economy is doing well here. And, of course, that's just a reflection of the good people we have. And our primary objective with that is to invest it back into the needs of the state. Public education, higher education, and infrastructure are probably the places we'll see that money go.
I'm always curious about the conversations behind the scenes and talking about that $1 billion that's in reserves and the chance of tax breaks. Is that an indicator that legislators and lawmakers are optimistic about having the worst of the pandemic behind us?
I think there is a sense of optimism for a lot of reasons. I mean, one is we're in Utah and things seem to be going well here. We went into this pandemic with a tailwind and that's a good thing. But we do see light on the horizon with the vaccine and then just lots of good things happening here in the state. We're a very prosperous state, growing a lot, and we're excited about what the future has to hold.
What is the role of the state, Mr. Speaker, to support municipalities and counties when their budgets have been decimated so that we can have police officers and things like that? What's your role there?
Yeah. Well, our role is primarily to just support their efforts. And we're fortunate here in the state of Utah that we haven't seen a lot of challenges at that level. Not only has our state, we're one of only seven states in the country that still has a AAA bond rating. And the good news is most of our cities and counties are also being managed very fiscally conservative right now. And so they're in, you know, relatively good shape. I will say that some of the federal money that came in over the summer helped a lot of those local government entities manage the costs of the pandemic, and we'll see kind of what this spring holds in terms of additional federal revenue that might help offset some of those costs.
We talked with President Adams earlier this morning. He was talking about the need for infrastructure with the number of people that are moving into the state. That, too, has to be a priority.
Yeah, it absolutely is. One of the fundamental roles of government is to make sure we have roads to drive on, water to drink, and so we're going to make sure that we continue to invest in those things. It's a challenge to keep up with the growth of the state right now, but we will make a sizable investment in infrastructure this year, both with the cash that we've seen come into the state, but I think there's a high probability that you'll see us do some bonding. Well, like I said earlier, we're one of the few states that has a AAA bond rating, and we can really leverage that right now to make a big difference in the ability of people to get up and down the Wasatch Front, and also a big investment in roads in rural Utah.
I know it's hard to imagine, but Thursday is the first anniversary of the CDC confirming the first case of COVID-19 in the U.S. So I wonder what you've learned in this first incredibly challenging year that informs you going forward as a leader in the state.
Yeah, you know, in some ways it seems like yesterday, and in some ways it seems like a decade ago. It's been kind of an interesting year, Amanda. I think we've learned a lot of things. Probably the first and foremost, is the importance of being prepared. The role of the state, at least, we've got to be prepared for these types of emergencies. And fortunately for us, we had lots of reserves that we were able to tap into and help us manage the costs of the pandemic last year. Really well prepared that way. I think it's important that we, you know, keep that in mind, because there's going to be other disasters, if you want to call this a disaster. I think that's a right term for it, ahead. And I would just say also that we have to remember the importance of a lot of these local government health departments, make sure that they have the tools and resources they need, regardless of what happens. And we've had some lessons learned there. And in general, they've done a good job, but we've got to make sure we keep our eye on that. Lastly, I would say this. I think the pandemic has really increased awareness of the concerns we should have in the state around mental health issues. We had some mental health challenges that were on our radar screen prior to going into this, but I think this has exacerbated it to a large degree. We've seen a lot of things to be concerned about with our kids in school, for example, and kids that are not in school is a big concern.
We appreciate your time this morning, but we say it often around here that we feel fortunate that we live in Utah.
Yeah.
And we're going to get another good look at that as the legislative session begins today. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you both.
Utah House Speaker Brad Wilson joining us.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.